live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and the guy in need of the rehab facility phone number, where Weird Beard sends his girl to recover from Tetris 99 addiction, me, James Campbell.
How are you, like, has it finally started where you just hear the music and you're not playing anymore?
No, because I keep the music down quietly, so
smart
my fiance is not like, oh, you're playing Tetris again. Oh, you're playing Tetris again. I need you to go do this. What, you're playing Tetris again? I can't stop playing it.
You need to commit full stream at this. Now you need to just go find old people that think they're good at Tetris.
And take them on?
And just whoop their ass every
All
time.
Right. Well, I'll see what my mom is up to. She's the only other person I really know that plays the game besides maybe you. All right, EA held their summer conference last week, but was there anything really to get excited about? We'll talk about what they announced in just a bit, because Fortnite, yet again, smashes the viewing record it set with a black hole event back in October when the whole game went dark during their black hole event. Well, with the launch of Fortnite's third season last week, they just smashed their own record. They got Checkpoint XP producer Callie sitting in to talk with us on this one. Weird Beard, how many people tuned into this event?
So over 10 million people watched it live. And there's a reason that...
10 million.
Yes, there was a reason that there were so many for that. So for this big season-ending event, what usually happens is Fortnite sends stuff off with a bang. They make some changes, you know, like the black holes when they had a whole new map come through.
Right.
And usually what it is everybody can queue in. They all go and experience it at the same time. Except this time, something different that they've never done before. They limited the capacity of how many people could be in the actual event.
Boo.
So they actually recommended people get into the queues 30 minutes early before the event happened.
But if they're limiting them anyway, what's getting there early going to do? You either get in or you don't get in.
Well, it went out early because so many people got there so early to get in the queues. Now, what ended up happening is because so many people were locked out, they pushed them all to the streaming platforms. They go, oh, sorry. So sorry. We're all full. Go watch it online. And that's where the numbers really...
seemed a little trickery here, seedy.
Wait, so maybe I'm getting old now. Are you telling me that a bunch of people went and got in line online to watch an event online?
To experience, they would be in the event to experience it.
They could have sold tickets to this thing and made some major bucks.
Yes. Exactly.
I get the whole the black hole event, right? Because it essentially the whole game was sucked into this abyss, and people were like, "Oh my God, did they end Fortnite? Like,
yeah,
is this the end
Fortnite
of the game?"
Started on,
exactly.
On Twitter, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
So I get that. I get why that was so big, but this feels like they went the extra distance. Like, how are we going to top that? What if? Oh wait, I got it. What if we limit it so that people can't all get into the game like they normally can, and then we encourage everyone who can't play to go and watch instead?
What's the same tactic they use at clubs with the VIP room?
Yes, exactly.
Nothing that fancy about the VIP room, but you want to be in it.
Just because they call it VIP.
Yeah, right, I want to be very important.
So what actually changed then? Was it on the same level that like the black hole was, where like they completely redid the entire map? Was it worth the 10 million people watching?
I mean, it depends. Like, the big criticism that's kind of come out of it is that it's better for content creators than it is like a competitive shooter at this point.
All right. That's always been the case for Fortnite.
But they've leaned into both. They've never said explicitly we're for casuals or we're for sweaty tryhards or anything like that. But what ended up happening is they flooded the entire map. So now it's like lots of water areas.
Yeah.
And this is already a pretty new map,
too.
Oh,
that's why I saw Aquaman. They have like an Aquaman skin in there now, right?
Are they partying up with DC or something?
They partnered up with Aquaman.
Specifically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why of all the DC superheroes you'd pick, you chose Aquaman.
Jason Momoa, that's why.
Yes.
Is Jason Momoa involved with this?
He is not. It looks like him.
Likeness? I hope they got all this on the up and up.
Well, I mean, here's what I'll say. I have a clip that I want to play of you guys, or play for you guys, not of you guys. From a guy named Dr. Disrespect, who is he's a streamer. And what happened is he's saying that when he tuned in, he heard just essentially a lot of grown men giggling. So hold on, let me just play this for you real quick.
I saw a lot of grown men giggling.
I'm kind of sweating a little, actually.
What?
Bro, where is he?
Right now, guys.
I felt a lot of forced reaction to try to hit something that could go a little viral. And it felt a little... I don't know.
Hey, Doc,
I'm not. The PK is not under that, but bro, his YouTube video 600,000 views in an hour.
What?
So, like, I get it. Like, it's, you know, Fortnite is no longer, there's no competitive scene. There's no more, like, sweaty, try-hard ninjas that are trying to go through and actually break it big in it. You go with your friends and jump on sharks and stuff now. That's what the game's about.
I mean, yeah, so, Robbie, if you didn't get a chance to see what the actual event was, this time, instead of, like, a black hole, they had this big wall of water start surrounding the island, and then it just came crashing down, and now it's an archipelago, basically. It's just a bunch of islands, little islands. And, yeah, you can also now water ski in the game. That's a new thing.
Okay, this is
and you're
is
being
no-
pulled by great white sharks.
This is nothing new. Fortnite has always done like these colorful, splashy, just going to have fun. You guys realize? Hold on. Let me. I need to make sure we're all on the same page here. You guys realize that Fortnite is a kids' game, right? Like for kids. Like it looks like a cartoon. That's the point is to have fun.
I guess. At the same time, though, DreamHack just announced a $250,000 tournament starting in July for
okay,
it.
Okay, that's fine. But if Dr. Disrespects wants to sit here and fun shame people, because that's what that was. He was fun shaming them, right? If you want some really serious, you know, competitive shooter, you have Call of Duty, you have CSGO, you have Valorant, you have PUBG. If this is the type of game that Dr. Disrespects wants, you can go and get those, because this is nothing different than what Fortnite has been doing for the past few years. Remember when they added mechs into the game, guys? That apparently, you know, disrupted competitive integrity, too.
All right, more on the new season of Fortnite. More so on, like, what Dr. Disrespect is saying about the changes to the game that have some people very upset, much like Robbie and Weirdbeard.
I'm not upset,
that's
okay?
That's on the way in a bit, because now it's time for our Close Shave of the Week.
Time is up! Oh, my God!
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at CheckpointXP.com.
In the G2 Valorant Invitational Grand Finals that took place over the weekend in Europe, Team Mixwell took on Team Draken, and it quickly became apparent just why those two players were named team captains and had the teams named after them. Although Team Mixwell ran away with the competition, Team Draken tried to make a comeback late in the second game. Here, Mixwell shut the other team down and take the ace.
He about to...
Come on, challenge him!
Oh, they're gonna go this way. Oh, God, they're gonna do it. They're gonna feed him. Don't feed the beast.
Another
Mixwell.
One. Another one. Show me your face. There's the third. Bring him out. All five. Give him the ace. It's Mixwell, the captain, shutting it down. Welcome to G2.
All right, congrats to Team Mixwell for taking that ace in that competition. Remember, if you ever miss a Close Shave of the Week, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to CheckpointXP.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about the Season 3 launch of Fortnite and the record-breaking number of viewers that the event brought in. Now, Dr. Disrespect has some pretty controversial things to say about it. It's actually got our team here all fired up about it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? So I've tried on and off to play Fortnite over the last, I don't know, what's it been now, 3 years? It feels like it's been an eternity.
It does.
and I've never really been able to get into it. But again, with the new season, I thought, you know, I'll give it a try, see if we're there. And, you know, I kind of hear what you were saying earlier, Robbie, about, you know, Fortnite's always been willing to do the fun things.
Well, Dr. Disrespect just played us a trailer of a bunch of dudes
giggling,
having fun.
Yeah. So they've never been afraid to, like, do something ridiculous and silly, which part of that is because they make more money than God. They can afford their own Scrooge McDuck money vault, so if they lose money on something, who cares? So there's some artistic freedom in that, right, which I respect. But, man, it doesn't mean it's fun to play.
It just might not be for you.
Maybe it's just not for me. But
so
like,
you gone back and played it.
I did.
The new season,
yeah,
and you didn't have a good time with it.
I went to go back and try to play it. And yeah, it still is just, I drop in, and then I
you're still getting smoked?
Yeah, I look around at people.
That's what my experience
is.
Yeah,
exactly. I find a gun, I walk around, and then I see some dude, and a bunch of like Kinect towers shoot out of him, and he's got like, this big Erector set built out of him, and I'm just dead.
So that doesn't even have anything to do with recent changes that have been made to the game. The game just isn't for you. James, you...
Because that kind of bums me out, because I've hearing all these changes. Aquaman's in the game.
Yeah.
You're riding sharks. You can jet ski with sharks.
Right up James Alley.
I want to play this because this sounds wild and entertaining. But if Callie's still not having a good time playing it when she's in there playing, am I going to have a good time? Because I didn't have a good time because my experience was exactly what Callie just described. You drop in, you see an enemy, you try to shoot at them. They build a shopping mall and they're hiding inside the Hot Topic waiting for you to come and get them.
We've been trying to sell James now on games for like 13 weeks and this is what gets him is water skiing sharks.
Water skiing sharks, you got me with that.
Look,
plus, I can hang out with Aquaman.
This comes down to what I think people's problems with games always are. They always go into a game wanting something that they've created in their head and it's just not what the game is, right? Like most people that don't like Fortnite don't like it because of the building aspect.
But then,
so
guess what?
It doesn't matter what they add. If you don't like the HGTV Property Brothers popping up in the middle of your Battle Royale,
you
you're
the
not
Property Brothers
like
out
Fortnite.
Of this. Those guys are hunks.
I think you just can't. You have to declare what side you're on. I think that the only reason we're having this conversation is because Epic has not gone out of its way to say, yes, we are trying to make this as fun as possible for casual gamers.
It's a video game! Of course they are! That's how you get people to play!
They
don't have to come out and hold your hand and say, Rick, look, honey, baby, this is a game for people who want to have fun because people are having fun! If you're like Dr. Disrespect, right? If you want to go into bathrooms at E3 and film people, and if you want to play your super serious game where, you know, we're Mr. Sergeant Price and we're going to save the world, then go and play Call of Duty. This is not that divisive of a subject.
I mean, it is. Like,
it is to me because at the same time, I've had to listen to people for the last 2 years tell me this is the great esport now, and that is infuriating to listen to.
If I was somebody who made my entire career, my life, you know, blood, money, everything off of Fortnite, I would be so disappointed, you know what I mean, that they just don't say, listen, this is a game for kids. This is a game. So, you know, like, go somewhere if you do want to make the money. They can't have both.
All right. Star Wars Space Battles as an esport. Could that be in the works? We'll talk about that in just a little bit because ahead next, EA held their summer conference last week. Was there really anything to get excited about? We'll talk about what they announced next on Checkpoint XP.
Esports is one of the only things going on during the COVID-19 outbreak, and collegiate esports is no different. So if you want the hottest news for college esports, check us out at Checkpoint XP on campus. That's on Spotify, Google Podcasts, BPod Studios, and wherever you get your podcast.
Broadcasting. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
From the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis, as well as the man that changed the way I play Tetris forever, Weird Beard.
What, with your mom now?
No, he gave me a tip. He's like, you overvalue the long stick piece.
Oh, right,
The tetromino, whatever you call those pieces.
The weird cheating thing that you have now.
Yeah, whatever you call it cheating, it's part of the game. Just because you're still in the old
school
game.
It's not part of the original
game,
that's for sure.
All I have to say is Weird Beard gave good advice for the one time, mark it on a calendar, never happen again.
Mark it down. This moment in history. EA held their summer conference last week, and they showed us a little more of some of the games we already knew were coming, as well as gave us a little peek at some new titles in the works. Robbie, what can you tell us about the EA summer conference? Any big surprises?
Yes, the EA summer conference is basically the replacement for what we would have gotten from EA if COVID-19 hadn't, you know, canceled E3 on us. So there was some stuff. There's nothing from it that I think... All right, there's one thing that we'll get to in a minute. I'm saving that one, but...
it sounds like we got a big thing.
But other than this one thing, there wasn't a whole lot that came out of E3 that I was really excited for. They did announce that Skate is coming back.
That's super cool,
at
actually.
At some point. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Following the news that we got a few weeks ago that Tony Hawk Pro Skater is getting remastered, do we really care about Skate?
The more skateboarding games that exist in this world, it's a more ska-type world, which
the
I
more ska-type world?
I want to be there for it.
I don't think the skateboarding games are so big of a market that we need three of them.
Weird Beard's got a zoot suit already ready.
If we're getting Tony Hawk back, I think we're good on the skating games, all right? Apex Legends is coming to Switch and Steam this fall. Good. The more, I think... platforms you have that on, the better. With crossplay, which means that Steam people, we will be able to play against the Origins people, we'll also be able to play against The Switch people?
Yes, and the
that's bad news for Switch people.
A little bit, yes, but I think A, you can turn off crossplay on different platforms if you want to be able
to do
that.
I hope so.
And the other thing as well is that this is something that has been wanted for so long in the Apex community, especially because this had the nascent like esports scene. This was supposed to be the next Battle Royale that took over everything and dethroned Fortnite, and then it just got its knees cut out from underneath it. I think part of it is they just never had that crossplay, which dominated everything.
But not with the Switch, because as much crap as I give James for playing on a controller, it could be worse. He could be playing on the Switch.
Well, it's already on the PS4, mm-hmm. so you're able to...
Right.
You know what I mean? You're able to now play with PS4 controllers and people on there on PCs.
A third-party game that was announced out of Hazelight. They created a game a few years ago called A Way Out, which was a really interesting game where...
That's a two-player game, right?
Two-player
game. You had Escape from Prison?
Exactly, yes. They have another game coming up called It Takes Two. A Way Out was really interesting. I don't think it really hit big. Like, you know, it wasn't like AAA status, but it was a really interesting new take on a type of gameplay. So I'm glad that at least did well enough to get them another game.
It found a second home on streaming, right?
Yes, so absolutely.
It was seen more on live streams between two people because they would talk to each other while they were playing the game and everything like that, and that's what gave it its second breath, I think, to really get into this place. It's not a 10 out of 10 game, but it ain't that bad.
There are also 7 new EA games that have been coming to Switch over the next 12 months. We know that one of them is going to be Titanfall. They'll be announcing the other ones. Yeah, Titanfall finally going to be coming to Steam.
I made
Steam.
A really weird noise. That's how excited I am. I love Titanfall. I love Titanfall and Titanfall 2. I played the hell out of those games. That gets me very excited. I'm so happy I got a Switch
right now.
Have
you played Apex?
I played Apex, but it's just... All right,
that's
the
fine.
Weapons are too complicated for
my
small brain.
The one thing I won't say that I'm excited about when they say all these titles are coming, I bet you a lot of them are going to be like a FIFA, a Madden, an NBA.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like
the sports franchises that they have on
all. I mean, they've been really good about bringing some of their games, which were only on Origins, over to like Steam and stuff like that as well. So maybe you'll get some that you weren't really expecting.
The perfect game, I think, that should go on the Switch more than anything else in EA's category or library is The Sims. If they were to put The Sims
on... That's not on Switch yet?
No, like on a handheld...
I think you're right.
Boggles my mind.
Because I would actually probably play The Sims on my Switch.
Yes.
That boggles my mind.
Just the handheld...
I feel
less weird about having people over and getting nude with friends in the hot tub if I'm playing on a handheld compared to playing on the TV or on my computer.
So what's the big news, Robbie? You teased us with big
news.
Well,
we have one more before we get to that. This is actually kind of big news, too, actually. Criterion, BioWare, DICE, and EA Motive, all really big studios under the EA banner, are all making next-gen console games, and they didn't give us any specific details or IPs, like any actual names, but with the screenshots that we did get, the very little that they showed us looks very Dragon Age-like. So now the whole Dragon Age fandom is like up in excitement and overhyped that Dragon Age 4 is somewhere on the horizon. Maybe. I wouldn't get your hopes up too much, especially considering that the last Dragon Age game, which was all right, most importantly, the last Mass Effect game, which was also all right, there's been a steady downhill decline in those types of games.
Alrighty, we got one more big surprise that Robbie was teasing, and it definitely involves Star Wars.
It does.
That's coming up in just a moment, because now it's time for our Nailed It and Failed It. We're going to get things started with our Nailed It.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio?
The 2019 Overwatch League champs, the San Francisco Shock, have just passed another milestone in the league. In their match against the Paris Eternal this week, in which the Shock won in the 3-0 series, they became the first team in league history to sweep every other team.
Odds managed to take out FD Gold once again, and Sparkle ends up going down to a right click. He's just forced the widow out completely. Oh, the seatbag! Oh, that's what you love to see. The pure disrespect from Striker. And now OT is here. They're able to contest the point for the time being, and Ben Bessing on the shadow, but it's interrupted. Twilight was able to take him out. OT ticks through, and there it is. The Shock, with a 3-0 sweep, have now swept every single team in the Overwatch League. What a record to hold.
Fire up the Broom Factory.
Congratulations to the San Francisco Shock. Truly the greatest of all time.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're talking about the EA Summer Conference and some of the announcements they made during the presentation. Now, one of the things we saw was more gameplay of Star Wars Squadrons. Robbie, what's got all the nerds' lightsabers standing at attention?
Ooh, that's right. We talked last week about the reveal of this, of Star Wars Squadrons, which seems to be a spiritual successor to Rogue Squadron back from the N64 era, one of the greatest N64 games and Star Wars games of all time. But now we have a standalone game coming out where EA is going to put you in the cockpit of all of your favorite Star Wars spaceships to battle it out. And the important thing is, that's right, they showed us gameplay.
We saw a lot of gameplay.
The second Death Star is gone, but the Imperial fleet is still a threat. Vanguard Squadron, let's make history.
This is it, Titan Squadron. Everything we've done has led to this. Finish those Vanguard scum!
This is Star Wars Squadron. Earn your wings in a single-player story spanning two factions.
All stations! Fire on that ship!
So there's a lot to unpack here. It is going to be a standalone game, so there will be a single-player campaign. We can go through, you know, missions just by yourself, and you get to play both on the Rebel side and on the Empire side. But for me, where the big fun that's coming out of this is there's going to be a 5v5 mode that might be just as simple as dogfighting. Like, you and me could just go, you know, head-to-head,
squad up
in space, squad up and go against each other. But they're also going to have something called, like, battle fleet mode, where you basically get to play through missions and, like, have to go through all sorts of things to take down big Star Destroyers.
Oh, very cool. Oh, it's, man, that sounds like fun.
You're going to basically be living the quintessential Star Wars fighter pilot, like, dream in this game.
Especially with being able to use the VR.
That's the other thing. Yes, it's in VR. It's in PlayStation VR. Now, I don't know. I don't know that that I would encourage necessarily going out and dropping the money just for this game on VR, right? But if you already have one, this is the type of stuff you were waiting
absolutely
for.
Absolutely, especially because I know they teased 8 different ships. I don't think they actually officially show you the Millennium Falcon.
They didn't show all of them.
They didn't show the gameplay of the Millennium Falcon, but they showed an outline of it, and I am in to fly the Millennium Falcon with the VR.
All right.
And I want Chewie to be my co-pilot.
Millennium Falcon aside,
yes,
what's your favorite fighter ship in Star Wars?
The X-Wing.
You gotta go classic X-Wing.
Yeah, classic X-Wing.
I feel like Weirdbeard would be an A-Wing kind of guy.
No, X-Wing is the one that everybody remembers. So.
I figured he's gonna go with something from the Empire.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I could have saw that as well. I do have to say, though, the Empire has way cooler names. Like, all the Rebel stuff is like A-Wing, Y-Wing, X-Wing. They have, like, the TIE fighter.
Yeah, they describe
fighter,
the shape
the
of the
Reaper
ship. Yeah.
Yeah. But the big thing here, I think the big question a lot of people have on their minds now that there's this competitive version of the game and so much of it is sort of centered around this 5v5, some people are wondering, could the next big esport be Star Wars Squadrons?
Now, what I have to say on that is it would be super dope, but if there's anybody who has the pocket change to be able to make that happen, it's the House of Mouse. Like, Disney can cut a check and go, we now own the word esport, and you now have to pay us 25 cents every time. So
I don't know if they'd be able to get away with that, but That is a good point, because with Disney money behind it, it would definitely happen.
You can make your dreams come true. Anything you want, baby, it's yours.
When
but I still
you
feel like
star.
Disney still, when it comes to their games, they let EA take like the reins with all of it, right?
Yeah.
Battlefront 2 was an unmitigated disaster. Granted, they brought it back, but I definitely feel like Disney, when it comes to their games, is just like, all right, EA, do whatever it is that you want to do. And as we saw with Apex Legends, at one point when it first came out, it was primed.
It was the loaded and against the forehead of Fortnite.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the Fortnite killer, and they just
did nothing.
Didn't do anything with it, and it's doing fine now. I mean, it's a fine game, but I don't know. Do you think that they have to sort of out the gate be treating it as an esport? Because I also feel like in some cases that can sort of be the death note for games when they try to force the esport aspect of it instead of letting it happen naturally.
Until they know what they're doing, no. I think you just play it, and if enough people like
it, you play it and see what happens. But I mean, if there's an inkling that it could be an esport, I'm even more interested in getting this game just to see if I can try my chops at it.
You still
could I be a professional Star Wars esport player?
You still have not bought an esports jersey yet. I feel like if this became
not
an esport, this would be his very first one.
100%. Yes.
I just realized, you know what? Nothing else matters, James. We're going to squad up. We need call signs. What's your call sign?
Oh, man. Hunk Supreme.
I'm not saying that over voice call.
Oh, that's my name.
I am not calling you.
You refer
Hunk
to
Supreme.
Me as Hunk Supreme,
you,
Robbie.
You can be Red Leader, okay? You'll be Red Leader.
All right. Has Rocket League died? Well, some on the show seem to think so. We'll talk about why in just a bit. Because ahead next, big news for gamers on the Mixer streaming platform. Mixer is completely closing down. And what does that mean for their partners and communities? We'll talk about that coming up next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
With continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard, and the guy who's continuously asking Weird Beard to quit haunting his significant other's nightmares, Robbie Landis.
That happened one time, and you guys keep bringing it up. I don't say anything about it.
Once a nightmare, always a nightmare.
That's true.
If you think that it's not going to be there, that's the one time I come through and I scare you again.
No, it's never happened again since then, you weirdos.
Big news in the gaming world. Mixer is closing down and kind of joining forces with Facebook. We're going to talk a little bit about what that means to the big partners for Mixer and what's going to happen to their communities now.
Yeah, so big news. Honestly, even that feels like a little bit of an understatement. Microsoft's Mixer, especially after seeing, 0.02% growth.
Huge news!
Yes, that's what it is.
The biggest news in all the land!
It is big news that they're shutting
down. Sorry, I didn't sell it hard enough.
And transferring basically all of their stuff over to Facebook Gaming. You know, they're essentially quote unquote partnering up, but it's really it's Mixer throwing in the towel here. You know, the big question here though is what does this mean for Mixer partners? Like if you're on Mixer right now streaming, because a lot of people went to Mixer from Twitch. They didn't like, you know, the sort of scene that was over there, and Mixer provided a healthy alternative to that. And now they're all being forced either to Facebook or either have to go back to Twitch or you're done. So looking over some of the details of the deal here. Mixer partners will be granted partner status automatically on Facebook Gaming, so you don't got to worry about trying to build stuff back up.
So what does partner mean?
So when you become partnered, whether it's with formerly of Mixer, Facebook, or Twitch, you essentially get extra added benefits and bonuses, right? That's where you could start being able to monetize stuff. People can get subscriptions to your channels. They can start donating to you.
When the money starts rolling in by you playing games on the platform.
Exactly. So if you're a partner on Mixer, you don't have to worry about going through all of the steps and all of the work to try to get that partner status on Facebook.
So they're not going
to
make you have to hit 1,000 hours of streaming.
Correct.
With so many average viewers.
You already
and all that
got
kind of
it. You already got it. Now, any streamers that are participating in Mixer's monetization program right now will also be eligible for Facebook. So again, that's the big thing. If you want your people to go from Mixer to Facebook Gaming, they can't work for any of the benefits that they had at Mixer. You have to give all them to them on Facebook out the gate, and it seems like they're doing that. So that's pretty decent. You gotta at least give them that, right?
Here's what I don't give them though is like this is a rebrand, you know what I mean? Like they're
essentially
a rebrand of what they're
Facebook
doing.
Gaming. They're rebranding Facebook Gaming.
Yes, with Mixer, with a bigger partner, yada yada. But the second part that I don't give them as well is that this is just the one time that I'm just not sure how it's going to pan out. You know what I mean?
Because for who?
But that's what I'm saying. For either party. I couldn't see the side of people being like, haha, the Wicked Witch is dead. Like, Mixer is gone forever. Facebook, bye. That's a decent take on this. But I think there's also the take of between Facebook and Microsoft money, you could have an actual competitor to Twitch. Do the numbers pan it out? Not really.
So you're saying Twitch shouldn't be celebrating the death of Mixer just yet?
Yes.
Because there's still a huge threat possibly on the horizon with the team up of Facebook and Mixer.
You give it another 2 months and the numbers don't budge at all.
Oh, please.
It's fine. But until then, I think it's too early.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely too early. But the fact that Mixer saw no growth during a pandemic This is just them handing in the towel and trying to usher off their partners to somewhere else. This isn't going to do anything for Facebook gaming.
I don't know, man, because I feel like Facebook, you got the reach to get people who maybe never even tuned in to anybody streaming the video game at all, ever. You got all those weird aunts and uncles and people who don't really understand Twitch or don't really understand esports and gaming.
Because they have no interest in it.
But this might garner some interest. Actually having it put in front of them through the Facebook feed, some people might actually look into it and become more involved. And they might pick up some of those viewers that
it's not
never,
going
ever
to
interested.
Be, it's not going to be 1.5 billion hours watched. Look. Facebook gaming is absolutely going to benefit from this, 100%, but no one is touching Twitch.
All right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We love hanging out on some of these awesome stations that host us each and every week. We love you, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio, 95.9 FM, 107.9 FM, Murfreesboro, WBZ FM in Boston, Massachusetts, and KJR AM in Seattle, Washington. Thanks so much for being a part of the Checkpoint XP family. Now, we're just talking about Mixer completely closing down and sending all their partners and all that over to Facebook Gaming. But what does this actually mean? Like, where do people like Ninja fit in?
Yes, let's go ahead and address the big blue elephant in the room. So, essentially, anyone who's partnered on Mixer doesn't have to go to Facebook. In any outstanding exclusivity deals, there was an opt-out option. So both Mixer and Shroud, the two biggest names
Ninja
on Mixer... Sorry, Ninja and Shroud, the two biggest names on Mixer, have actually elected not to go to Facebook.
So they're not. So are they free agents now?
They are free agents.
Oh, wow.
And they got paid out the rest of their contract.
Smart move on their part.
And now they get to go to wherever they want. And
wow.
We already know that Ninja is apparently going back to Twitch. He's already updated his Twitch stream with Valorant. And Weirdbeard actually tells me that there is some rumbling, some rumors that Ninja's thinking about going pro in Valorant.
That's been the discussion. He was on a team that actually competed in a fairly high-stakes Valorant tournament over the weekend. They went to the semifinals and they got their guts stomped in.
Ooh.
So he didn't blow the competition away by any means. You have to remember, though, he went pro in Halo before anything else. That's what he got his first.
Wow, I didn't even realize that. He was a professional Halo
right.
player
I
back in the day.
That.
So, yeah, that was his first thing.
I thought
thing
he was all Fortnite.
Streaming. No. So, you know, I think he wants to be back in, but I talked about this in the episode of The Breakdown that we released earlier in the week, that, like, listen, it's interesting that he would want to do it. Will he have a streaming career for the rest of whenever? Sure,
yeah,
absolutely.
Easily.
Will he go pro? The odds are probably not, but I mean, he has a better shot at going pro than anybody else in this room does.
Okay, sure, fine, but here's
You've
the other
thing. You've never seen Robbie play Valorant. You don't know that.
Here's the other thing that we have to keep in mind about Ninja, right? He's 29 years old, right? Obviously, yes, younger than us, but when it comes to being in an esport and being an esport athlete, he's starting to get over the hill. This is the point where most people...
Man, hurts my heart.
I know. This
hear
is the
that.
Point.
29.
I know. I know. But this is when most kids start to retire, sometimes even before that. And you have to remember that he was barely even a pro in Fortnite, right? There was one time where Epic actually extended the window to qualify for a tournament, and he still didn't get in, right?
Oh, wow.
He's definitely more of a personality than he is a professional. And mark my words, if Ninja tries to go pro in Valorant, it will be the equivalent of Michael Jordan trying to go into Major League Baseball.
Well, he caught a couple fly balls, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did all right, I guess.
Yeah, did he hit a home run or two, maybe?
I think he paid off people to have all those records burned so that nobody actually knows how poorly Michael Jordan did at it.
Look, Ninja would be smart at this point. Look, if he wants to stream for the rest of his life and just do that, fine. He can do that. He's never going
to
attain the same glory
that he did. He doesn't have to rely on being a professional gamer.
That's fine.
He can just be a streamer and a personality.
But
he
also has to, like, I think that he needs to recognize that, like, he is not the end all be all that he once was, right? And if he can be cool with that and everyone else can be cool with that, great. Callie, our producer, actually had a better idea. What he needs to do is retire from streaming, set himself up a talent agency, the Ninja Talent Agency, and basically help new personalities and new talent get into the gaming space. I think that would be a better way for him to leave a legacy behind.
You think they'd recruit me as part of
No, I'm sorry. They do not want Hunko Supremo.
You didn't even think about it for a second.
No.
I mean, just no care at all.
He's like, immediately, no. All right, getting prescribed a video game. Does this sound like a dream come true? We'll tell you about a game that just got FDA approval coming up in the next hour, because coming up next, something happened in Rocket League.
What happened to Rocket League?
I don't know. Weirdbeard's going to let us know, but it's making some people over here say R.I.P. Is Rocket League dead? We'll talk about it next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. In the Overwatch League, things are once again underway, but running differently than normal. It looks like Blizzard is sticking with their strategy of running monthly tournaments. The first couple weeks of the month will be used for seeding before the tournament proper wraps up the month. The League of Legends Summer Split will be running weekly all throughout the summer. You can tune into the LCS matches starting on Fridays each week, with matches running through Sunday evening. The playoffs are slated for the end of August into September. EVO, the largest fighting game tournament of the year, will be held completely online this year. It'll be held over the course of 5 weekends starting on July the 4th. The Fortnite World Cup has officially been axed for this year. Even before COVID-19, we hadn't heard much information on what the plans were for the event in 2020. For our CSGO fans, ESL is currently on break in between seasons. As of now, the ESL is scheduled to get underway once again on September the 4th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, make sure you head on over to our website. You can find that over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who traded his cell phone for a Switch as his favorite bathroom companion, me, James Campbell.
I bust my girlfriend all the time for that because I know she'll do it if the Switch is left in the bathroom. And I'd be like, did you take that in the bathroom with you? And I get that. I get the appeal. It's
Wait,
hand-held.
Do you not?
No.
What's wrong with you?
It's a dirty room. I keep I like to keep my Switch and dirty activities separate.
Your hands, man.
Not me. I like my Switch nice and dirty.
Right. Do you have any idea how many like gaming achievements were probably made while in the bathroom?
About 90% of all
mine. A lot of them.
All right, something has happened in the Rocket League, and it's making some of the people here over at Checkpoint XP say RIP. Is Rocket League actually dead? Weird Beard, what's going on with the Rocket League?
So this kind of is a continuation of a story thread that I've been following for a little while now. Cloud9, which is one of the largest esports organizations in North America, recently just sold off their entire Rocket League team.
The whole team, they just sold off.
They just dumped it and said, peace out, we're out of Rocket League Championship Series. Have a good day, everybody. And that started getting people to go, something's happening here. Yeah. Because a Rocket League team is three people. It's three people.
Three players.
You had an entire organization say it is not worth paying three people to just be a part of this esport that's happening. And that really shows that this is an esport that is bleeding out at the moment.
I mean, look, I've actually been to a few Rocket League competitions, right?
They're cool.
Very cool. They have rabid fans.
I thought it was always hugely popular.
Yeah, the players are really into it as well. And I feel like, didn't this kind of come out of nowhere? Or is this COVID related? Or did COVID just sort of exacerbate the issue a little bit, do you think?
That's exactly, I think, the last one there. In the fact that 29... I'm going to play one of the top analysts of the league talking about the brand new format that they just put out, and then I'll explain it right after.
In the past, I mean, I think 2019 was the best year for Rocket League, where we had Beyond the Summit, WSOE, multiple Dream Hacks, four being total, two RLCS Worlds, so a lot of events actually overall. And then 2020 kind of shifted into a negative pattern due to obviously the pandemic and everything else going on, as well as the Intel World Open that was supposed to happen too before COVID happened, where that would have basically put a hold on a majority of the events going on. So I know a lot of people are kind of upset about that.
And so like the big thing that not only happened is COVID came through and it really shut them down. The Overwatch League is going through some problems of their own where they had put all their weight behind the homestands that were going to happen. And then because of COVID, they couldn't do it. So now they're doing the May Melee formats. It's the same thing with Rocket League. But here's the difference between Rocket League and Overwatch is that Overwatch is still massively popular, right? Like they have huge followings, which Rocket League is okay.
It's popular and it's fun, but it's still kind of niche.
Yes. So it's not a mainstream. It's the same as like mainstream soccer, right? Like MLS is popular.
Yes.
But if all of a sudden you were to say, hey, no MLS games for the next foreseeable year,
it's going to put a big wrench in their gears.
Yeah, and I think the big thing that you have to also remember is, like, organizations could field sport or field teams in every esport if they wanted to. They could easily have one in like Rocket League, and one in League of Legends, and one of CS:GO, and one of Valorant, and do all that kind of stuff. But they believe, I'm going to put all my resources into the things that are going to win, right? Mm-hmm. And I just think that they're the faith in the Rocket League community as, like, a competitive
scene.
They're
not seeing a way to make any money with their players playing in the Rocket League.
You see, consistently, Counter-Strike is one of the top earning games out there. League of Legends make buku bucks. I bet Overwatch skins could be paid for with their weight in gold. You know, so, like, what is Rocket League bringing to the table that these other ones that are also struggling with COVID-19 having to deal with that they could do better?
Oh, you know what's interesting, too, is I believe Rocket League within the past year or so has also had to redo the way that they do their – the way that they earn money in-game. They did do loot boxes before, and now they've had to go to more of a, you know, you pay for what you get for type thing, which probably cut into their profits quite a bit. So even Psyonix themselves might actually be struggling a little bit here.
Absolutely. And the, you know, like, the thing that has pushed this to a head of why we're talking about it on a national, you know, radio show this week is that the developer Psyonix sent out an email to all the teams saying, hey, we know that there have been troubles. We know there's problems. We're going to have this new format of how we're going to do the tournaments, and hopefully everything's better after that.
Sounds like they're trying to put out some fires.
There's definitely, even if we don't see it.
Is it going to work? Yeah. Is the question.
Probably not.
Oh, that's too bad.
Gaming on a budget? We've got a game for free.
$3.99.
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Weird Beard, what do we have for free this week?
If you've ever wanted to go to the underworld or even be able to use Christmas lights to decipher a message, Stranger Things 3, the game, is the game this week for you.
You are going to have to let us stay.
It doesn't make sense. I closed the gate.
What if he never left? What if we locked him out here with us? He'd want to attach himself to someone again. A new host.
In honor of how much Robbie loves D&D, here's another show that's been inspired by it, but in a video game form. Stranger Things 3, the game, is your free game of the week this week. And are you guys fans of Stranger Things at all?
Yes. Yeah, I was a big fan of Stranger Things, actually.
So Stranger Things 3 is going to appeal to people who like a narrative-based kind of story-driven game. If you're coming to a game for a whole bunch of action sequences, this is definitely not going to be the game that's going to tickle
your
fancy.
So it's like one of those Telltale games, kind of?
It's actually more akin to, like, some of the older, like, SNES and Sega type games, because the graphics aren't, like, you know, super crazy or, like, next gen.
It's almost like a retro.
Exactly. It's basically a retro version of, hey, do you like the Stranger Things world, the Stranger Things characters? Come play a game with them in it, basically.
Exactly. Oh, cool. So when I say, like, it's not going to be action driven, it's weird because it is mainly like an old an old retro type game, right? Like Robbie said. But the thing that's going to draw you to it is it's very, like, mysterious. It's all about being a team and figuring things out and moving the plot forward.
Escaping the Demogorgon.
Yes, and one of the fun things about it is it has some local co-op, so you're going to be able to actually play with somebody with you.
More than one person can play it at a time.
Yeah. Ah, see? Perfect game to play with your kids since it's free right now, as long as you have enough platforms to play it on. Epic Games Store, by the way, if we haven't said that so far, is where you can get it. 12 to 15 hours to beat in here. The one question I have, because I haven't actually played the Stranger Things games myself, Rick, it seems like you have. This is Stranger Things 3, the game. Is it just based on the third season, or is it the third game?
So there, it's not done exactly by season, right?
Okay.
But you get a little bit at the beginning, and some of the mysteries and stuff that happen in it aren't in the actual TV series themselves.
Bad Boy Billy in it?
Yes. But, like, so you get half of the season and then half of stuff that's just kind of
the game. So it's kind of just building more of the world out.
Yeah, like,
then.
if you ever wish, like, oh, man, I wish I had an episode that did this thing, you know what I mean, or expanded a little bit more on it, it'll be up your alley. But I really, if you're going in hoping that it's going to be a faithful recreation of every single thing that you love about Stranger Things, you're going to be pretty disappointed, to be
honest. I just had to get that cleared up, because I know that this isn't actually the first Stranger Things the game. There is a Stranger Things the game, and now Stranger Things 3 the game, which is technically the second game, so I probably just confused everyone now.
The best endorsement that I think I can give for it is that it has a 95% positive rating on Steam.
Wow.
That's a great rating.
That's actually really good. That's almost unheard of.
Yeah, so again, but like, this is not going to be your Dragon Age or your Morrowind where you're going to pick it up, you know, 10 years down the line and play it
again.
No,
the people playing it are really enjoying playing it.
But if you liked playing like a Legend of Mana or RPGs on an early SNES or anything like that.
Well, this is your free game of the week, Stranger Things 3, the game, available at the Epic Game Store. If you're looking for another good game recommendation, something that's easy to get into and well worth the time, we have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. Next, it's time to play a game, right? Yeah, by the end.
Yes, we are. We're going to play a game. But once again, Weirdbeard won't tell us what the game is, so we're going in blind.
Get your humming pants on.
Oh,
we're back.
God.
Oh, we're getting dressed up in another weird outfit. That's coming up next on Checkpoint XP.
Step into the secret lair of the great Landis and Professor Awesome on The Other Identity. Joining on the adventure of a lifetime as Robbie Landis and former editorial director of digital content at Marvel, Ben Morris, team up to defeat the evils of bad comic book opinions. They're joined by guests like Kelly Thompson and the creators of the 90s X-Men cartoon. Discover a whole new layer to the world of superheroes and comics on The Other Identity. Download at checkpointxp.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
From the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got James Campbell, and joining me are Weirdbeard, as well as the man so full of emotions and anxiety caused from playing The Last of Us Part 2, Robbie Landis. Thank you for not calling off today.
I'm only 6 hours into it. I'm actually playing it with my girl. Like, I'll play it. She's watching, but we're playing it together. And 6 hours in, she's already cried twice.
Oh, man.
Twice?
Twice.
Is that two more times than you've cried or less?
Well, yeah, I'm a man. I'm a man. So, but yeah, no, it's James, you wouldn't survive.
I know I probably wouldn't.
Play it. So I'm going to make sure you do someday.
Okay. We'll see how that works. All right, it's time for some fun and games. Weirdbeard has told us to put on our humming pants.
Yeah, everything.
You
got to
stop with the pants thing,
thank
man.
You.
All right, so instead what we're going to be doing is just because I was listening to a lot of video game music over the weekend, I want you guys to hum me some of my favorite video game songs.
God. Is that what's written on this piece of paper?
That's exactly what's written on this
piece
of paper in front of you.
We're Weirdbeard's little monkey boys. Dance, monkey boy, dance.
That's
play
exactly
the music.
What it is.
Everybody else has to try to guess what song you are humming, but we're going to do them all in batches just so that you can get your embarrassment out of the way. So, of course, Callie, since you're trapped in here, I want you to go first.
Okay, so I've got to try to hum these three tunes, huh?
And they're all from video games or video game music.
And actually, I'm going to play the clip of the song first so that everybody at home knows exactly what the song is that we're trying to hum. So here's that first one.
All right.
Is that Super Smash Brothers?
No.
James, any guesses?
I have no clue. It sounds like a Broadway musical.
Oh wow, well, that's very nice of you. That's, yeah. That is the battle theme from Pokemon.
Oh wow!
Was it though?
I think so.
Never would have guessed that. I
admit it's
Pokemon
been about 15 years, but I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right, Callie, give me your second one.
All right. Let's see.
Super Smash Brothers. No, Kirby. Kirby. To be fair, Kirby is in Super Smash Brothers.
That's the final answer, Robbie?
Yes, it's Kirby.
It is. That is a gourmet race from Kirby's Dreamland. Okay, this theme, I'm not certain that I know. It's either one of two themes in my head, so I'm going to hope that I've got the right one.
Is that Mario Kart?
No,
close.
It's not.
You're close, though.
No, you're not. You're not even close.
Is it Mario Tennis?
Is it a racing game?
It is not. It is a sports game.
Mario Golf?
I can only kind of remember.
How many guesses do I get?
Yeah, I'm out, man.
It is the title theme from Wii Sports.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, come on.
I mean, would you have gotten if I had done a dun?
I've never played Wii Sports.
Yeah, I would knew that one better. That's from from the shop,
that's
right?
That's the shop game.
Yeah. Yeah. That maybe, but yeah, no.
All right, Callie got 1 point, only because
I got 1 point, too. Well, I guessed one.
Well, I get a point because you got one right, I think.
Oh, is that how we make
there,
points?
Because you want to be good. You don't want to be bad.
Okay, even though the only reason I didn't get the other ones was I didn't know them. All right, I'm going to go next then.
All right, Robbie, give me your first one.
First one.
Mario
Brothers.
That's Mario Brothers, specifically in the dungeons.
The underground theme.
Yeah,
that's right.
Down in the pipe.
All right, next one.
I like that one.
Next one. I hate this game. I've only played one of them.
Halo.
Oh,
Halo.
You're giving Robbie all the easy ones.
Oh, man.
All right, and then last one.
Now, Robbie, I got to ask you real quick about that one.
Yes.
Did you actually know it, or do you just remember choir?
No, I remember seeing enough of, like, memes of, like, you know, bros just being in weird places and just randomly doing
it. And hearing the Halo
it.
Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you in the choir, Robbie?
No, I was not.
Oh,
I was
saying.
A theater, though.
I was a theater kid.
We had the choir
boy
here.
My last one. Da na 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 da na 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 na.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Oh God,
James, we've talked about this game so many times on this show.
Final Fantasy VII.
You paid me for it.
Paid you for it. I paid you for a game
to create. Something for
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
There we
there
go.
You go.
Yeah, because my master tailor made me some cool kicks.
All right, Callie with one, Robbie with two. James, you need to get all of these.
Oh boy, well, it's not gonna be good.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for number one?
Let's do it. Drum
song number one.
Super Smash Brothers. Or it's at least a song used in Super Smash Brothers from a game. Is it a it's Mario?
Try it one more time, James, because you kind of biffed it.
Okay.
Oh, Tetris.
There we go.
Tetris.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tetris. There it is.
All right. One. You need two more.
Number two. You ready?
Mission Impossible?
I don't know. I'm sorry, James.
They're screaming in it at one point.
Mortal Kombat!
There we go.
Oh, okay. That is not anything like Mortal Kombat.
I like that. I will have the record to reflect that I did not come up with this idea or pick these songs based on skill or anything. These were all handed to me.
Yeah.
One more.
And then
you just
the last
James.
One.
Mario 3?
Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, athletic theme.
All right, nice.
Thank God that is over with.
Callie literally scrambles to get out of this room.
I don't blame her.
Let's never put on our humming pants ever again.
Yeah, I think we would have been better off farting into tin cans.
All right.
You heard our nailed it earlier when the San Francisco Shock swept the Overwatch League by defeating every other team in the league. Well, now it's time for our failed it.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio?
This week, our failed it goes to the LCS. The LCS brings with it some decent play, but unfortunately, the reviews haven't been as kind to the broadcast table. Listen, as one of the casters decides the best way to ring in the new season is with a freestyle rap.
No video, no studio, no backup, no horse, but I'm guessing that my rap still has some force. Some rosters gotta shake up, so here I go. An off-season update with a little bit of flow.
Okay, the segment was maybe a little bit corny, but that wasn't as cringy as it could have been. I don't know that was a failed it.
It absolutely feels like somebody's grandkid broke in and was like, "Grandpa, do it for the memes."
Okay.
And let them do it.
But she did about as well with that as anyone probably could have.
But what year did I go into a coma and wake up in? Is this 2002? Are we doing funny fake raps now as like entertainment?
Surprised to see Robbie on the team of the rapper. Well, maybe next time they can focus on the casting of the matches as opposed to the rapping. Leave that to the professionals like Eminem. Well, at this point, what the heck are they doing? Don't forget, if you ever miss a Nailed It and Failed It, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at CheckpointXP.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Now, Robbie did something very weird. Robbie, did you call in sick to a video game?
Okay, all right. So, long story short, yes, I did.
Come on, Robbie.
So each week on Tuesday and Thursday nights, I raid with my group in World of Warcraft, right?
So what is a raid?
Yeah, what is a raid?
I have no idea.
All right, well, I was getting to that. Don't be rushing me, weird beard. So a raid is when I get together with 19 other people in my guild, and we go into this huge, like, dungeon, and basically, you know, working together, we have to take out these big, huge raid bosses. So the current one in World of Warcraft is the Waking City of Nyalotha, and it's basically like this old god Cthulhu like place has basically Nazoth is what this thing is called has came up out of his prison.
You should have put on our nerd pants.
Yeah, you should have put on your nerd segment. Pants. But anyway, he's came out and he's trying to take over the world. And you have to go in there with your buddies and defeat him, right? And so we start at like 8:30. We go to 11:30. So you know that's like, you know, 3-4 hours of playing. And because we're doing what's called progression raiding, and that's like, you know, trying to get as far as you can over and over and over again. Sometimes we're fighting the exact same boss weeks at a time, just the same one over and over again, trying.
Is this fun for you?
I mean,
you signed up to do
yeah.
this.
Yeah, look, it's challenging, right? It's challenging, okay?
Sounds like torture.
But some nights, sure, I feel like, you know what, I just really don't want to have to do this tonight, and that's not really a good enough excuse, so sometimes I'll fake that I have a migraine, or, you know.
Oh, I got a migraine, I can't play my video game.
Or I'll pretend that my power internet is gone out.
Oh, Robbie, well now we know if he ever ditches us and he's got a power failure or something. You know, we know.
You're lucky nobody checked that. Like, if I really wanted to be a jerk about it, I'd look up power out. Where do you live again, Robbie? Power outages.
Look, Strife, my raid leader. I don't think you listen to this show, but if you do, I'm sorry.
Well, Strife, you should listen to the show.
Okay, you know what? Like, you guys have never called in sick someplace before.
Not to a video game.
Yeah. I mean, but
I've probably called in sick for a job to play a video game.
To be fair, raiding is kind of like a job sometimes. So.
Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, you really sold it as a real fun time.
Well, all right. First of all, Battle Royale, right?
Yeah.
Realm Royale. You do the same thing over and over and over again. You drop in and you die, don't you?
Oh, man. You have to put that right in my face because you made a valid point.
Tell me how fun it is to queue up for Realm Royale. I drop in. I go around. I got to make sure I get a lot of good loot because the guy who kills me, I want him to feel rewarded. Is that fun, James? Is that fun? I'm talking to James. That doesn't sound like fun to me, James. What do you think?
Well, here's the issue, Robbie, because when the guy comes to kill me, he meets his own maker when I take his ass out. We asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter what game you've played that no one else has ever heard of. We have your answers coming up in a bit, because coming up next, Robbie is going to check the news. What do you have in the news for us, Robbie?
75,000 accounts have been banned from this popular game.
Wow. We'll find out what game and more coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
and Checkpoint XP.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and with me is Robbie Landis. And when he's not hosting this show with us, he's hosting The Breakdown over at the Checkpoint XP YouTube channel, Weird Beard.
I will tell you, my favorite thing to do is to add little things at the end because I always sign off a different way. I started drama the other week when I signed off with Pineapple Belongs on Pizza, and today I said it's a crime against humanity that Waluigi is not in Smash. So I'm being very out there with my opinions.
You also end it, like, after you end it, you do, like, this little giggle, which when my girlfriend Katie heard that, she dead looked me in the face and goes, why does he do that?
Wow. So where can you find these giggles? Give them the address.
YouTube.com/CheckpointXP. Go search us right now.
All right. Cyberpunk 2077 is one of the most anticipated games for 2020, but sounds like gamers may have to wait even longer than expected to play. We'll discuss what's happening with Cyberpunk 2077 in just a bit, because now it's time for...
Games! Oh!
The guy is unreal.
My goodness!
Sports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Despite the number of cases still on the rise, some states continue towards a slow opening amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But some organizations are still being cautious. The Penny Arcade Expo West has decided to go online, similar to what San Diego Comic-Con and Jeff Keighley is doing in place of E3.
Are any of these interesting to you? The moment I hear that they're shifting stuff online, I'm tuned out. I don't care.
I don't know what else they're supposed to do, but my problem is that I still don't tune into them because I don't think that they're doing a good enough job of sort of advertising for them. Like, where do I go for it? What time is it? You know, when you're at a con, you just get to go around and whatever sort of big flashy things catch your eye.
You can just view it at your own discretion and your own time. I'm excited to find out that PAX stood for Penny Arcade Expo. I did not know that.
Well, you'll learn something new every day, James. After the much maligned and yet somehow celebrated Kingdom Hearts 3, depending on which side you're on, a new Kingdom Hearts game has been announced. Kingdom Hearts Rhythm, which is, as you might guess, a musical rhythm game. As usual, the fandom is split. Some are excited and others are upset because this game, like all the others, regardless of if it's a mainline game or not, is considered canon.
So what does this mean for the Kingdom Hearts if this is some sort of rhythm game and it's canon?
Yeah, so that means if you're actually following the storyline, if you're one of the few people who can actually make sense of all of it.
It's like 20 games stretched across multiple different, like, a Game Boy and a PlayStation 2, and like all, it's just convoluted.
It's more complicated than the whole Harry Potter saga.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. At least the whole Harry Potter saga is just book, 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 book. Imagine if it was book, book on tape, manga, anime, radio drama, book, book, movie, Netflix series, Hulu series, final book.
Okay,
that's what Kingdom Hearts is.
So Kingdom Hearts Rhythm, what is this?
It's a rhythm game, like Guitar Hero. The characters are basically running along set paths, and you have to press buttons in a certain order.
Oh, so
and,
like Parappa the Rapper. We just talked about Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah, Parappa the Rapper is actually a really good one. Billy Mitchell is one of the first big names in the competitive video game space. For years, he held the world record for the highest score in Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. He was also the first to reach the kill screen in Donkey Kong. A few years ago, his world records were called into question and then struck from the record, but the Guinness Book of World Records have recently reinstated his scores. Mitchell said in Nintendo Life, "It took more than 2 years and an abundance of indisputable facts, eyewitnesses, and expert testimony to prove all of my records were legitimate."
Have you seen any of this drama with this guy before?
No, I've seen the guy. I've seen him, and he looks like a not very trustworthy person. No offense, it's just my own judgment.
He also, like,
I wouldn't loan him $20 if you asked for it.
So here's the kind of catch that comes along with all of this, is the fact that, yes, Guinness reinstated it, but the Twin Galaxies International Scoreboard, so Twin Galaxies International,
they handle all of the video game related records. That's who Guinness sources them from.
And they will not reinstate it. So
really? Yes. I didn't realize that the Twin Galaxies is still refusing to.
Yeah, so it's sticking with its decision to not recognize them. So really it seems like Guinness is just doing the, like, oh hey, here you go, here's a meaningless award, a participation trophy, and he can say his records are real.
Look,
but
there's so much drama surrounding this that we can't cover it all on this show.
Can you give us a real quick version of why they're taking his records away?
Really quick, anyone who is interested, there's actually a documentary about this dude specifically called The King of Kong that chronicles, like, his entire rise. And there's a lot of just really questionable, sketchy stuff about how he got them. Like, you're supposed to play him on an arcade machine.
Okay.
The rumors are that he didn't use an arcade machine. He used a different kind of program that is easily manipulatable to be able to get those.
He cheated.
So the same shenanigans afoot.
Yeah.
One last question about the King of Kong. What is the kill screen in Donkey Kong?
The kill screen is when your score gets so high, the game just ends.
So he got a score so high that it just malfunctions ended. The game.
Because he also set the world record for Pac-Man in 1999 before it was eventually defeated, but he was known for his Donkey Kong one. Mm-hmm. And it's still like, that's the big thing, is they think he played it on an emulator. And it's just like OJ, right? Half the people will always believe that he cheated, and half the people will always believe that he's innocent no matter what.
Yep. Now, is the guy, the character from the Adam Sandler movie, is it Pixels?
Yes.
Played by the guy from I think of the HBO.
I'm sorry.
Game of Thrones?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Good movies.
Yes. So.
Peter Dinklage. Is he his character inspired
by
this guy?
Yes, with the long hair.
He's got the mullet and the facial hair.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yes.
So one of the greatest games from the Nintendo 64 era is coming back. Pokemon Snap was a unique, one-of-a-kind game.
Sounds like Robbie's
excited. That did amazing. It was amazing, but it never got a sequel until now. Now, we don't have a lot of details on it beyond its announcement, but man, I am hyped. And Pokemon Snap, real simple. You basically just get on like this predetermined path, and you go through these different worlds in like outdoor environments where the mm-hmm. Pokemon are, and you just take pictures of Pokemon.
So it's like a virtual zoo.
Kinda.
I mean,
it's so much fun. It seems so like dumb to like just spell it out.
You know, most cities have zoos where you can actually go and see real animals.
But they're not Pokemon.
Yeah.
Do they have a Charmander?
Well, no, but they have
a
lizard.
No, they don't. Do they have a Mudkip? They do not have a Mudkip either. Do I get to see a Slowpoke evolve into a Slowbro? No, I don't, James.
Well,
it's different.
You're talking to a Slowbro right here.
Pokemon Sword and Shield, speaking of Pokemon, the expansion passes for these games went live last week with the Isle of Armor, and it brings a ton of new Pokemon to the game and bring back something that the game has left behind a few generations ago, and that is the mean rival. So in each of these games, your character has a rival that you kind of like battle with and that you're competing with throughout the game. But the last few games have sort of left behind this idea of like a, you know, this rival who's kind of mean and like wants to defeat you and replace it with more of like a best friend.
It's like
it's
annoying.
Very like, yeah, it's very like,
super cheesy.
Let's both do our best. Ha ha. You know, it's a lot of people kind of criticized it for because it's playing it really safe.
Okay.
Well, the new Isle of Armor has reintroduced sort of the antagonistic rival, and people are loving it.
So now they like bully you instead of befriending
you. Yeah, the first thing you do when you get to the Isle of Armor is they're supposed to take you to like the special dojo, but you beat them and they realize, oh man, this person is way better than I am. So instead, they try to steer you in the other direction so you can't get to the dojo and let everyone realize that you're better than they are.
Now, is this the one where you wasted extra money, Robbie?
Yeah. Yeah. There are apparently two versions.
Give the listeners a tip so they don't do the same thing you did.
So if you're going to download the expansion pass, there isn't just one expansion pass for the game. Since there's two games, there's two expansion passes,
yep.
And you have to get the expansion pass for the game that you have. So if you have Sword, get the Sword expansion pack. If you have Shield, get the Shield expansion pack, because Nintendo does not give refunds.
Learn from Robbie's mistakes.
Yeah.
Sounds a little angry.
Yes, that's why I brought it up.
Second time I've done that. Another day, another problem in the world of Warcraft, the classic version of the game, which was re-released last year. You heard that right, if you've been out of the loop. The version of World of Warcraft that launched 16 years ago relaunched again last year. The game has been riddled with bots or players using AI scripting for them to play, and Blizzard has announced that they have removed 74,000 accounts for botting.
How many active accounts are there right now?
I have no idea, but probably in the millions. I mean, a lot of people play World of Warcraft.
But so 74,000 isn't like it's a big number, but as far as the number of people currently playing Warcraft, it's not like that big of a number. It's
still a lot.
So when you have, if you're botting, what exactly are the bots beneficial to a person to have?
They essentially play for you so that you don't have to. You can either do other things, you know, while they're playing, or, you know, if you have to go to work, for example, they can keep on playing while you're gone.
Why can't you get a bot when you want to call in with your friends to play video games?
Because they don't do the sort
the
of precise
bot.
Movement that is needed in a raid, they would know. And also, they're illegal.
Oh.
Anyway, that's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Robbie, thank you so much for that update. Now, one of the most anticipated games of 2020 has just been delayed again. Now, what is the problem with Cyberpunk 2077? Is Keanu Reeves' abs not ripped enough?
They're punking us.
They're not punking
us.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Mad about
Weird
this.
Weird Beard. Why? Why?
I want it now.
Okay, but you, no, we need
it's his cyberpunk, and he wants it now.
We need to be grateful for this because look, gamers can't be pleased, right? Because if they were to put this game out when they were supposed to back in May, it would have been riddled with bugs. And you know what everybody would have said? This is BS. You should have finished the game, Cyberpunk.
It would have been like Fallout 76 all over again.
No, that is such the perfect example.
Because even I was mad. You know how many days it took me to get out of that vault?
But it's not just that. Because even right now, Fallout 76 is a great game that's gone through a lot of implementations and a lot of changes. But it still, to this day, almost 2 years on, has not escaped that reputation of being riddled with bugs. So I don't fault any game developer for pushing their game back as far as they need to make sure that everything is right about it.
So, James, as of right now, what do you know about Cyberpunk 2077?
Well, I'll tell you. I know Keanu Reeves is in it.
Excellent.
And that's about it.
Okay.
I mean, there's some sort of a robotic punk.
Are you hyped for it?
Not really, no. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Okay, so, James, you ever play, you ever play Skyrim? You played Fallout?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay, imagine that, but imagine it's in, like, the far future where you can, like, lop off your arm and get a cybernetic arm with a machine gun in it.
With
you
Keanu Reeves.
And you can get a rocket launcher in the other one, and Keanu Reeves is, like, Keanu Reeves is your
avatar.
Your Cortana. No, he's a character in it. He's the one who, like, leads you through it and helps you to do stuff. So imagine, he's your R2-D2. Imagine you have a rocket launcher arm and a shotgun arm.
Kind of into it.
And Keanu Reeves is like, hey, James. Hey, rocket launcher arm James. Let's burn
rocket
this city to the ground.
Okay,
that's what this game is.
That is kind of selling me on it, but here's the thing. Is it going to be Keanu Reeves from John Wick or Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted?
John Wick.
Okay. You might have me sold.
He's Johnny Silverhand, man.
Johnny Silverhand
that's
his is his name?
That's his name.
I'm Johnny Silverhand.
Come on. You want to play this game.
Very cool. Sounds fun. Robbie has a great game recommendation that you may have slept on for whatever reason. Kids, work, too big of a gaming backlog, whatever it may be. The patient gamer is coming up in just a bit. Because ahead next, the FDA actually just approved a video game. We got the info on how a doctor could prescribe a video game for you. Next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
With continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard and Mr. Anti-Controller himself, Robbie Landis.
Can you start a group like Mad, like gamers against playing with controllers?
Look, guys, I don't know why you always paint me to be the bad guy. There's nothing wrong with using a controller if you're okay sucking.
I knew there had to be an insult coming.
If you had a child that was a controller player, would you make fun of them? Your own child?
No, as you raise them, there are certain games that are made for controllers and certain games that are made for mouse and keyboard. So growing up, you just make sure that they're playing the right ones at the right time.
No son of mine will be a controller player in this house.
Look, by the time that I have kids, you're not even going to use controllers or mouse and keyboard.
It's all VR.
You're going to like submerge your hands in like static electric liquid gel and just control things with your thoughts.
Sounds like Robbie's got high hopes for the future. Have you ever imagined going to the doctors and hoping that the cure for whatever your issue may be would just be a video game? Well, that could now be a possibility with a newly FDA-approved video game. Robbie, what can you tell me about this game?
Yeah, so this game is called Endeavor RX, and this is the first video game that requires you get a prescription in order to be able to play it. And first of all, this is phenomenal that we've gotten to a point where gaming is being used in the medicine field, or at least to the point where you can now prescribe it, right? Because it's nothing new that these technologies are being used in some way to help people, right? VR has been used to help train everything from doctors to soldiers to helping, you know, patients, get over stuff like PTSD, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
But this, I think the headline is definitely a lot more interesting than the actual story leads it to believe. Because first of all,
how dare you?
No, I get it. Clickbait. There's nothing there. It is. There's nothing within this game that is new or revolutionary or breakthrough. Right. Everything that
other than
doing,
the fact that it's FDA approved.
Exactly. Okay. But the stuff within the game that's helping with ADHD are things that games have always been doing. And the idea that you would need a prescription to get this specific game is kind of laughable. I mean, I love the idea of a doctor basically, you know, telling, you know, a mother or a father that, hey, you know, in order to help your kid with the issues that they're having, you know, I recommend gaming, right? Because that's something that can help them work through some of their issues. It's not something that you actually need a written prescription for. And specifically in this case, The Verge, which is one of the websites that actually broke this story, they actually noted that the game is based on studies by doctors who are also on the developer's payroll. So it seemed, in this case, it definitely seems a little bit of self-serving. Yeah, this study that we did says that our game helps with ADHD. So I don't know. It's a little shady there. If you
the
ask
other
me.
Thing that I think is kind of dumb about it all is, in general, that I think playing video games can have a positive effect
Absolutely.
On like hand-eye coordination, all kinds of other stuff and whatnot.
Digital therapy.
Yeah, but like, I think kids would get more use out of those because they are fun enough to want to play. Like, this game sounds boring as hell. And, like, what kid is going to be like, oh, I got to spend 30 minutes a day playing this garbage?
You're thinking it's going to be like those games you play in elementary school where they got the frogs going to hop on the lily pads for the correct answers.
It kind of is.
The math equations.
That's kind of what it looks like, yeah. You would definitely be better served, I think, as a parent. First of all, yes, absolutely curating what your kid's playing. Don't just be like, oh, video games are going to help. Here, play some Grand Theft Auto 5, right? But, like, growing up,
you learn a lot playing that game.
Growing up, playing, like, RPGs and JRPGs, like, that's what, first of all, gave me my love of reading and writing. And, you know, it's something that I've tried to get my nephew into as well, but his mom was very like, no video games, which is, you know, kind of sad, but what are you going
to
do?
All right, we know a lot of our listeners love gaming, but life comes at you fast, and you don't always have the time to keep up on the gaming news, let alone all the latest games. So we're bringing you The Patient Gamer.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's The Patient Gamer.
Each week, Robbie and Weird Beard are going to tell us about a hit game that came out a few years ago or more that you may have missed. Something that's easy to get into, but still well worth the time. Robbie, this was supposed to be your week.
It was. That's right.
But since Weird Beard lost the game last week, he has a very special Patient Gamer for us.
Yeah.
Right,
so,
Weird Beard?
That's right. After we left the studio last week, I went home to send him this game because I knew he wouldn't buy it himself, so I was going to send it to him. So I'm like, Weird Beard, here's my friend code on Steam. You need to click on this and accept it so that I can send you this game. Weird Beard, did you ever do that?
I saw it.
Oh,
you knew
saw
forgot something,
it,
huh?
But you didn't click on it. So this is the... Hold on. Let me be clear. This is the second time that you've lost a bet on this show and not followed through with it.
Where's that Diva selfie?
Teflon Don, nothing sticks, baby. That's
okay,
all
here's the deal.
Teflon Don, nothing sticks, baby.
Here's the deal. Lucky for you, I have a Patient Gamer for this week. Right?
Excellent.
It's my week. I'm going to go ahead and do it. But if you do not play this game, if you do not play Hoonie Pop by next week for the Patient
Excommunicated.
Gamer. Excommunicated. Oh, no. I am going to call and get a hold of your girlfriend.
Oh,
I'm going to bring the family in on this. We're going to order
calling
you.
The fam.
We're going to order you
down.
A Diva onesie. The Diva, like suit, right?
Jesus.
And you're going to wear that, cosplaying as Diva, because that was the first thing that you went back on. And you're going to stream Hoonie Pop. Probably not going to be able to do it on Twitch. We'll have to do it on Facebook Gaming. You're going to stream Hoonie Pop on Facebook Gaming and then do The Patient Gamer.
I'm
so you
hot.
Better get
I'm
that game.
Right now.
Yeah,
this is very
right.
Like...
I guess you better play Hoonie Pop then. Yeah.
So,
you better be prepared next week.
The Patient Gamer this week is Horizon Zero Dawn.
Your whole life you've been searching. And the elders, they've been holding you back.
The girl is a curse. She came from nowhere. She is no one.
So Horizon Zero Dawn actually came out just a few years ago. It's not super old at this point, but it is a hit. And with Horizon 2 being announced for the PS5, now is the best time to get into it. The plot follows Aloy, a hunter-gatherer in post-apocalyptic Earth, overrun by biomechanical machine creatures. Aloy sets out on a quest to uncover her past and eventually finds out what led to the world being in its current fate.
Where was this game first debuted?
At E3, maybe about 7 years ago. And
wow.
When it was first debuted, everyone looked at it and went, what? robot yeah. dinosaurs. Like, people dismissed it because that's what it was.
I was one of those people.
It was a woman with a bow and arrow fighting robot dinosaurs, and I'm like, this game is going to be awesome, and everyone dismissed it, and it is such a great game. It's an action role-playing game. Player uses ranged weapons, a spear, and stealth combat mechanics in order to combat creatures like gigantic robot Tyrannosaurus Rexes. You can fight like saber-toothed tigers, and they're all like mechanical.
So you're
and
fighting
stuff.
Like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes, except kind of the
but with spears.
Why I don't or why I do like it as opposed to some other kind of mech games is that you are not in the mechs.
You don't
get a giant.
So you're
power
a human size.
Yeah.
So you're a human fighting a giant dinosaur,
and you fight them with like primitive weapons, which. Sounds weird. You're like, if I'm fighting machines, why would I just want bow and arrows?
Yeah, where's my big machine guns or my big missile launchers?
But there's just something so fulfilling about taking them down with just like a bow and arrow or shock traps. And I have to say that Aloy's character is probably one of the most badass female protagonists introduced into gaming since Tomb Raider.
Yeah, if you liked Shadow of the Colossus, this might be a game that you'd want to get into. Mm-hmm. Like, if you like beating up really giant stuff and being like, I am man, I have killed you. Like, this is a really dope game, and especially you'll want to brush up on it now because they just announced Horizon Zero Dawn 2
yep.
for the PS5.
And it's important to note, this is on PlayStation 4, but it's also coming to Steam soon for PC users. Ooh. And for $20, you get the entire complete edition, the game, as well as Frozen Wastes, the DLC for it. And it only takes about 20 hours to finish the main storyline, and you can get about 50 hours total out of it if you do all the exploration and all the extra puzzles and stuff like that as well. I cannot, within the past 10 years, I would say that this is in my top 5 games to recommend to people. This is a must-play game.
Coming up, is there a game that you've played but seems like nobody else has ever heard of it? Well, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what game you've played that no one has heard of. We'll talk about your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. In the Overwatch League, things are once again underway, but running differently than normal. It looks like Blizzard is sticking with their strategy of running monthly tournaments. The first couple weeks of the month will be used for seeding before the tournament proper wraps up the month. The League of Legends Summer Split will be running weekly all throughout the summer. You can tune into the LCS matches starting on Fridays each week, with matches running through Sunday evening. The playoffs are slated for the end of August into September. EVO, the largest fighting game tournament of the year, will be held completely online this year. It'll be held over the course of 5 weekends starting on July the 4th. The Fortnite World Cup has officially been axed for this year. Even before COVID-19, we hadn't heard much information on what the plans were for the event in 2020. For our CSGO fans, ESL is currently on break in between seasons. As of now, the ESL is scheduled to get underway once again on September the 4th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, make sure you head on over to our website. You can find that over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who's wondering why neither of you guys have asked me to be Switch friends yet. Me, James Campbell.
We've dropped the ball. That's a bad look.
Come on, guys. We're not going to be Switch official.
All right, hold on. First of all, you haven't reached out and given either of us your friend's code. If you'd have been like, Robbie, here's my friend's code, I'd have got you.
But then it's like, then he's kind of begging for our friendship.
Yeah. No,
like,
he's not.
We should definitely it have is offered no, to be
I
right.
feel like you guys should have offered.
It
oh,
is not on
fans
us.
Fans of the Switch, we are so cool. We got Switches and it's so much fun to play. James, you should get one.
I'm sorry, James. Welcome to 2018.
Well, thank you. We all have that one game you've played, but when you talk about it, no one knows what the heck you're talking about or have you even heard of it. So we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook what game you've played that no one has heard of. And I have a feeling you guys have probably never heard of the game that I'm going to talk about.
All right, because this is the way that I judge it, right? As we go through both our answers and the answers of our listeners, if any of us have heard of your game, you lose.
Okay.
So what's your game, James?
My game is called NARC. NARC. It was for the NES, and you're either a blue or a red cop. And all your job was to do was to bust drug dealers and get the drugs off the streets.
All right. Have you ever heard of Narc?
No, the closest game I can think of is Spy versus Spy that I played on the NES, but I've never heard of Narc.
All right, Spy versus Spy, first of all, was awesome.
Yes.
And, well, I haven't heard of Narc, and so I guess that means you win one way or another. Yeah, so someone on Twitter actually said Narc, and that was... Oh, that was you. That's James Campbell.
Okay. Ah, yeah, that was me. Well, I can't participate with the Checkpoint XP social media accounts.
All right,
trying to help
you
spread
win.
The word.
You win. Narc is a game no one but you has apparently heard of.
It was
Weird
fun.
Beard, what about you?
So I have a couple of defining ones from.
No, you get
PS1.
One.
I know, but I'm saying. One of them was Legend of Legaia. Which
nope, heard
for the
of it.
PS1. Yeah, everybody's heard of that one though. So
okay, the question was, what has people not heard of? So try that.
Captain Skyhawk for the NES.
All right.
I feel like I've seen the cover of that game before.
And you know what's great? It was developed by Rare in one of their very first ones and published by Milton Bradley, the board game company.
What?
So
wow.
It's right. Just a random, weird-ass NES title I remember from being a kid.
All right. PlayStation 1, Ball Blazer Champions.
Ball Blazer Champions?
This was like...
Or like arch rivals, like a basketball game?
This is probably the earliest version of what is now Rocket League. Right? So there were all these different like cars and vehicles that you could drive, and then there was a goal on either end, and you had to capture this like glowing orb of plasma and get it into your goal. And you had like boosters and you had weapons that you could use.
It looks exactly like Rocket League.
It was so
I've heard of this, but
bad.
Only because I think Robbie has talked about it before.
I have mentioned it before on the show, but yep. So there we all get a point. We all get a point.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're talking about games you've played that no one else has heard of. We just shared the games that we've been playing that nobody has heard of. Now we're going to talk about games that you've been playing that no one's heard of. And we have your responses from social media at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. Robbie, who do you got for us?
All right, that's right. So anyone who names a game that none of us have heard of, you guys get a point. The point doesn't do anything for you, but you do get our undying admiration and respect.
It's so, like having Mixer followers.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of them still
soon.
Don't mean anything.
Yeah. I mean, with Mixer just folding and joining, quote-unquote, Facebook gaming, that was a low blow,
low blow. We got people tweeting pictures of Mixer streamers crying.
They are losing
it. They're now unemployed.
They are losing it. And speaking of losing it, Reverse Gremlin says Parasite Eve.
Nah, I've heard of that one.
Which is
really
underrated PlayStation 1 era horror game.
It was like a wannabe Resident Evil, I felt.
I don't know if I'd say wannabe. They came out at the same time, and I think Resident Evil just kind of won out, but it was still a very great game. But yes, sorry, Reverse Gremlin. Flynn Sanity says Downhill Domination. Has everyone heard of Downhill Domination?
I have not.
I feel like you could just string a bunch of words together and you wouldn't know what it is.
Well, he actually put a picture. This is specific. This is a BMX dirt bike.
Oh, that would have been right up my alley, too.
Oh, you know, but you ain't never heard of it. So I guess Flynn Sandy goes ahead and earns that undying respect and admiration. Zachary actually just put down one of my favorite games of all time. He says, Time Splitters Future Perfect.
Yeah, how has nobody heard of that?
He says, best FPS of all time, don't at me.
It is.
I'll agree.
It's great.
You think that's the best first-person shooter of all time?
You ever play it?
Yeah, I'd be close.
I have not played it.
Well, then you can't argue otherwise. So
you can play as a clown or a monkey or a like old-timey gangster.
My favorite was, what was it? Her name was Violet or Violetta, the one with the like jester lady.
Yeah,
that was my go-to. Let's see. Cake Monster says, I'm an Armored Core fanboy.
Ooh.
So is everyone. Everyone's heard of Armored Core Cake Monster.
It's mech stuff. You get to build a giant mech suit that like has rockets and blows up other ones.
Oh, I can't believe I missed that one.
It's like Gundam. If you like Gundam stuff, you'd like.
Eric says, Battle Right Royale.
What?
Too bad no one's playing it. It's so sad to play against bots every time. Battle Right Royale. Never heard of that.
It's getting close to my realm royale.
I feel like it's basically Battle Royale the game. Battle Right Royale. Oof. Yeah, find a better game, Eric.
We have to call this segment Robbie just rips on all of our listeners.
Well, Robbie dunks on everybody.
I think that Chris got one. I think Chris got one here. He says, oh, dude, Zach McCracken and the Alien Mindbenders.
Is that the game or is that the guy who responded?
No, that's the game. Zach McCracken and the Alien Mindbenders. Have you guys ever heard of that before?
Never.
Because I have not. He says it's such a good game and unfortunately does not get us give us much more than that. I mean, what was that even for?
I'm Googling it to find
out. I've
right
already
now.
Got it up. Oh my gosh, this was a Lucasfilm game.
Oh no.
Lucasfilm's made this for the Commodore 64.
Oh, that's why.
That goes way back. Chris is old.
Yeah, really.
All right, let's see who else we got here. Let's go with Brandon. He says, Third World War for the Sega CD. It was one of the better war strategy games put on a console, and barely nobody knows it. Multiple scenarios like the Cold War, and depending on which country you select, you'll start off with mostly time-accurate treaties and developments.
I haven't heard of that, but like how many
it
people...
It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, how many people played the Sega CD drive, though, to be honest?
That's fair.
Like maybe four people?
Yeah.
I think I know one person in my whole life that actually owned one.
Who was it?
A kid from elementary school that turned out to be real bad.
Everybody,
bad
all right, everybody in elementary school through middle school had like that one friend.
There's always one friend
who had like
had
the
it.
One thing that's like, yeah. Yep, everyone had them.
You're the Sega CD kid.
Yep.
Yeah. Just live with it.
Yep. He's the one with the parents that kind of weren't there, so they made up for it by buying them all the fancy stuff, you know? That kid.
Chuck says Vandal Hearts on the PS1.
That's great.
Loved Vandal Hearts.
I've heard of it.
Loved Vandal Hearts.
RPG.
Yeah.
Never played
well,
it, but
not
I've heard
just,
of it.
It was a strategy RPG.
Nerd.
It was a strategy role.
Yeah, so it was like turn-based where, you know, you had like the grid and you moved your units across. And what I really loved about it is as your units leveled up, you got to choose like how they would evolve in like different classes. It was cool, guys. It was
cool. Sounds real cool, Robbie.
It was. Cool. Shut up, James.
Hey, baby. Yeah. You want to come back to my place? Yeah. I'll tell you all about Vandal Hearts and the RPG, you know, education system here.
Tara says, I know there's a lot of people who have played this, and there's a huge cult following, but I feel like I am the only diehard Monster Rancher fan I know. I own every American-released game.
I've played one of them.
So did I.
Let's say Monster Rancher sounds like a game right up your alley, Weird Beard.
It, like, I... Because it was
if
like...
If there's ranching involved, I'm looking at Weird Beard.
Yes.
Whether it's slime or honeydews.
What was really
honeydews.
Interesting about at least the one that I played was back on the PlayStation 1, right?
Did you switch out the CDs?
Right. So
yes.
In order to get different monsters, if you put a CD in, it would read the disc, and each disc had a different monster on it.
Okay.
So I remember going through like all of my CDs, all of our DVDs. Were DVDs out at that? I don't know if DVDs were out at that time or not.
That's funny.
But like we even had.
So you could go grab like a Green Day CD and put it in
there
and you get a monster.
AOL would send out the AOL demo discs?
Yeah.
Those worked. Yeah. So I spent all day just going through all these AOL demo discs, finding all the different monsters that were on them. Oh, it was so much fun.
And I think the best part about it was a challenger to Digimon. So anything that wasn't Pokemon, I would eat up.
Oh, perfect.
Let's see. Andrew says, maybe not back in the day, but right now I feel like I'm the only one who still plays Total Annihilation.
Is that a Mortal Kombat game?
I've never heard of Total Annihilation.
Or is Total Annihilation
the
actual
title? You heard of Total Annihilation?
No.
Mr. Weirdbeard?
We're finding out.
Andrew, apparently.
Oh, it's like an RTS, a real-time simulator.
Wait, is it a Warhammer 40K game?
No, it's like Command & Conquer or like early Warcraft.
That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you all so much for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out the Checkpoint XP on campus to get the latest info on what's going on in the world of collegiate esports. Check out the new show with Norris Howard and Jacob Brothers as they talk to the first female collegiate esports coach in the country. New episodes every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Checkpoint XP, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.